You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. I'm Richard McIntosh. Today, reflecting on the life and the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith, who went home to be with the Lord early this morning. With me in the studio, Dave Rolfe. Pastor Dave, I wish circumstances were different, but welcome again to K-Wave.
Thanks, Richard. It is, like everyone's been saying, such mixed emotions. I was just looking out the window of the studio, though, and seeing this is the first really cloudy day like this we've had in quite a while. And so many times when I'd be with Chuck and we'd walk out and see clouds, and he'd say, it could be today, because Jesus said he was going to come in the clouds. And it'd be great if that would happen. But, you know, I hope the newspapers get it right. Chuck used to say for years, someday you're going to read in the newspaper, Chuck Smith died. And he said, don't believe it. You can't believe the press. He said the proper headline should be Chuck Smith moved.
Well, he moved this morning after almost a two-year battle with lung cancer. He'd been fighting that thing for quite a while, and the past couple of months just really took its toll on him, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that helps it to be a little easier to take, is that he really was not only ready to go, but, you know, as long as I've known Chuck, this has been the first time over the last couple of years that he admits that he's tired, that he's weak. And I was with him, I hung out with him on Monday of this week over at his house, and I was just asking him, well, how are you really doing? And he goes, you know, Dave, I'm fine. But he said, I'm weak. I'm just so weak. And he just is a guy who wasn't designed to live for a long time with that kind of weakness. And I tried, you know, I tried to be all spiritual, and I told him, well, you know, Jesus told Paul that, you know, his strength is perfected in your weakness. And Chuck looked at me and said, yeah, yeah.
Well, Chuck was one of those guys who was always going 90 miles an hour. Yeah. I mean, he'd outwork most people any day, any time.
No, I quit when I was about 25. I decided I'd quit trying to keep up with him, because it's just ridiculous the kind of strength that God had given him. And he just credited the Lord for keeping him healthy for so long. And plus his mom teaching him good habits, he said, really contributed to that as well. When I talked to him, he said, I'm wanting to do one more message. He wanted to do one more Sunday. And so immediately this morning, I first thought he didn't get to do that. But then I thought, for a guy like Chuck, with his strength and his endurance and everything, it's somehow appropriate that he would leave with one more message left in his arsenal. And I can't wait to get to heaven and hear that message, hear what his last message was going to be.
I got to spend some time with him a week ago Friday, and you know, one of the things about Pastor Chuck that was just so amazing was that he was just engaged in so many different things on so many different levels all at the same time. And you know, the things he kept in his mind were just amazing. I mean, it truly, truly was an amazing guy.
Yep. And I mean, up until now, on Monday, he was sharp. When I'd get together with him, we'd tell stories about the old days and all the things that we had been through together. And his mind was so sharp. He just remembered details and people and things. It was funny, we were talking about during the 80s, I used to lead the hymns on Sunday mornings here all the way through the 80s until Ray Snook came on staff, and then Ray started doing them. And Ray ended up going to be with the Lord several years ago from prostate cancer. But as I was talking about it, and we were laughing about some of the times, some of the things that happened when I was singing, like a big earthquake and different things like that. And then Chuck was just closing his eyes, and I just thought, okay, he's getting tired, so I'll leave. And
And I go, I can tell you're tired. I'll get going. And he opened his eyes and he goes, no. He said, I was just thinking about Ray Snook, just considering about Ray being with the Lord. And certainly Chuck knowing that, you know, he had just a little bit of time before he would.
You know, one of the things I talked to him about, I said, Pastor Chuck, you know, for all these years, you've just been so strong. This has got to be tough on you, not being able to do the things you want to do. And he looked at me and he goes, yes. He says, I'm not the kind of guy that likes to just sit around.
No, that's for sure. And God was so good that here, his last Sunday on earth, he was able to preach and delivered the message. And
three services. So,
yep, three services. And he did forget to take the offering one service, and he would never do that normally.
I was at that service, and he was speaking and going through his opening couple of paragraphs, and looked up and saw the ushers taking the offering and realized what he had done.
Although we shouldn't say take the offering. Chuck had this thing about it. You don't take the offering, you receive the offering. And he would always, when new pastors would come on staff and when they would have to get up there to do that, he would just, it's receive. We don't take, it's receive. And people would be so focused on that that they would get up there and say, take. you couldn't stop it. But that was a big thing to him. We aren't taking anything, we're receiving.
You're listening to the K-Wave Radio Network. With me, Pastor Dave Rolfe from Calvary Chapel Pacific Hills, and we're reflecting on the life and the ministry of Chuck Smith. How did you come to Calvary, Pastor Dave?
Well, I got saved in 1971, and even before that, I had visited Calvary a couple times. But when I got saved, and right away, I started just listening to Chuck. But I was the little church. I grew up in a little legalistic church and over in Garden Grove, and so I ended up taking over the youth group there because the youth pastor had left. So I would be bringing kids down here to Calvary, and then I would come every chance I got. I had a real bad experience in that church, though, and finally just left and thought, I don't know if I'll ever minister again. So I just retreated to Calvary. I basically came here to hide out and be anonymous. But before long, Pastor Chuck had asked me, and I didn't even think he knew me, but he said, I want you to get involved in ministry here. And so that was about 1974, and I started teaching in the adult Bible school, the Tuesday night Bible school. And I did that for several years, and then in 1979, when I got married, Chuck said, Dave, I've been praying for years that you'd get married so that you could start a young married fellowship here. And I said, well, let me pray about it. And the couple days later, I came in to tell him I would do it because I just knew I was supposed to be here. And he said, well, Dave, before you say anything, Mike Mitchell just quit. Do you want his job? And I said, well, sure. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. Who's Mike Mitchell? And he said, he's in charge of all the educational stuff, all the children's ministry, the school, things like that. And I said, well, it's not really my thing, but I'll do it. And he said, yeah, just do it for a little bit, and then we'll end up finding somebody else, and then you can do young marrieds. And so that went on.
How many years was that, just a little bit?
Yeah, that went on for 25 years. And so all that time, just had the privilege of spending a lot of time with Chuck, seeing who he was, and everything good in my life goes back that God used Chuck Smith to bless my life in a way that I certainly would have never been into the ministry. I'm not sure I would be walking with the Lord at all had I not got to know Chuck.
What one thing from Pastor Chuck stands out the most to you?
Boy, you know, so many things, you know, race through your head, but for me, that's easy, and it is grace. Chuck exemplified grace, and not always, you know, the guy wasn't perfect. I'm not going to act like that, but at the same time, Chuck taught me how important it is to show God's grace and to receive his grace. And I think that was the hallmark of his ministry. I think in some ways his book, Why Grace Changes Everything, is his magnum opus, really, because that's something that was, before Chuck came along, the idea of grace didn't mean what it really means in the Bible to most people. And the truth is, all the times that I've ever been frustrated with Chuck, it was always because of him being too gracious. And it, as I age myself and look back, I just realize that that is so important, that I wouldn't have wanted him to be any less gracious than he was, because he trusts people, he would let them do it, because he just believed in God's grace. He gave people chances who no one else would, and he believed absolutely what he taught. And to me, the grace is just central to all of that.
All right, you're listening to the Calvary Radio Network, and we're talking with Pastor Dave Roth. We're going to pause for a song, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Chuck Smith is home. And today, the staff of K-Wave mourn the loss of the founder of Calvary Chapel. We thank you for your prayers for his family and praise God for his life.